So the news this morning, a truck plows into a group of soldiers in Jerusalem. 4 people killed, at least 13 injured at the last report that we have, according to Israel's emergency services. Jordana Miller is in Jerusalem this morning and joins us on the phone. Jordana, thank you for joining us. What can you tell us about this attack this morning?
Hi, Dean. Well, I'm actually here at the site of the attack. I'm literally standing over the very kind of deep skid marks that were left in this grassy knoll by this construction truck. It just jumped onto this grassy knoll and plowed into a group of Israeli soldiers. We had heard from eyewitnesses that the truck actually reversed to go back over and run over the soldiers a second time. Then security video was released corroborating those eyewitness accounts, and it was just horrifying. It was a scene of real mayhem. Some of those people really getting stuck, the fatalities underneath the truck. 4 people, Israeli soldiers dead, 3 young women and a young man. These were officers in a non-combat unit that were here on a day to do cultural events on Sunday in their unit. They came to look at this vista, like a lookout point onto East Jerusalem, which is one of the beautiful, most beautiful spots here in Jerusalem. The driver of the truck was shot on the scene, first by actually an armed civilian and then the soldiers. The Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, was here about an hour and a half ago. He said, you know, he condemned what he called this murderous terror attack. He is saying that all signs point to that this attacker was somehow a supporter of the Islamic State. We don't know if that means he was inspired by the Islamic State or he actually was some kind of a member. It's unclear. But he basically said that he is connected to the Islamic State and that this is part of a wave of global terror that the world has to come together to fight. And he vowed that Israel will fight it.
Has there been any official claim of responsibility, as we sometimes hear after attacks like this?
No claim of responsibility. Hamas, the Islamist terrorist group that runs the Gaza Strip, has praised this attack, but we have not heard from any of the other Palestinian groups, for example, Islamic Jihad, take responsibility. This could have been just a lone attacker who, you know, just decided to carry out this attack. He came from a neighborhood in East Jerusalem, maybe a 5-minute drive from the site of the attack. We know that right now the Israeli army is in there doing arrest raids, trying to get more information about this attacker who was killed.
Because this is actually the first attack in Israel in a fairly long time. Am I correct on that?
Well, you know, we've seen a wave of attacks over the last little bit more than a year. There had been a kind of lull in the violence, and then this attack just, boom, came out of nowhere. And it turns out that this really is the deadliest single attack in Jerusalem. There have been shootings. There have been other car ramming attacks, stabbings. If you remember, not too long ago, there was a shooting on a bus in the same neighborhood where an American, Richard Lakin, was killed. But there was a bit of a lull, and now the city is again back, you know, under pressure and a lot of tension. Leaders here are trying to tell Israelis to remain vigilant and go about their normal life. I can tell you that already the scene here has been basically cleared out. The truck that carried out the attack was hauled away. You know, there was everything was cleaned up and kind of I think something that's kind of very telling about Israeli society. There's a wedding hall just steps away from where this attack was taken place. And there's already, you know, there are people going in to celebrate a wedding, you know, right next to where this happened.
Where an attack or some act of violence is sadly considered just part of normal life. And then normal life continues shortly after that. Amazing.
That's right. Israelis are eerily used to just kind of cleaning up and moving on.
Is it being speculated there at all, Jordana, that this is a response to the settlement issue that has been in the news lately, additional settlements that are being built that has become the subject of contention between President Obama and Prime Minister Netanyahu?
I mean, there's always so many reasons here that violence breaks out, whether that's, you know, kind of the larger looming issues of the settlements, or even when there are arrest raids taken that take place overnight and people are arrested. And unfortunately, with such a long history of violence here, there are always people who are interested in, you know, taking revenge for attacks that happened, you know, months ago or even years ago. So it's unclear, you know, what could have exactly, you know, provoked this attack.
How would you describe this area where the attack took place this morning? You'd mentioned that it's a very scenic area and one where people go for some of the most beautiful views. Obviously,
yeah,
a very populated area that was intended for the attack.
That's right. It's a beautiful promenade made of, you know, a stone promenade that probably runs the length of two or three blocks. And from here, you get an absolutely stunning view of Jerusalem's old city. You can see, you know, the ancient walls. You can see the Dome of the Rock, that beautiful mosque with its gold top there.
The dome, yeah, right.
The dome, yeah. It's a place where tourists come, where Israelis come, and even where, you know, Israeli, you know, units come from the army to, as like a historical site, a vista. So it's a very popular place, and it's a soft target, and it's, you know, looking at the places where these kinds of attacks happen, whether it's in the old city or in the center of town, you know, these are attacks that are meant to really scare the residents of Jerusalem. It's a kind of psychological warfare. And unfortunately, they can't be predicted very often, which means they can't be stopped either.
Yeah, it's very reminiscent of the attack that took place in Nice in July of last year, when that truck plowed into crowds that were gathered there. And as I think you said, it was Prime Minister Netanyahu who said this is part of a new global battle of terrorism, that these kinds of things this is going to be the way that we fight terrorism now. In these little places, these, you know, smaller yet very devastating kind of attacks that take place, also very similar to the one that, I mean, just in its randomness, that took place in Fort Lauderdale Airport just the other day.
That's right. Actually, the Prime Minister, in his statement about the attack, he actually specifically said this is part of attacks. We've seen them, the Islamic State, carry out attacks like this in France, obviously a reference to Nice, and in Germany, a reference to Berlin, to the attack at the at the Christmas parking lot.
Right,
so he's
yeah.
very aware of it. It's worth noting that even a few years ago, these kind of vehicular attacks were happening in Jerusalem. You know, a few years ago, there were a spate of attacks by tractors, Palestinian militants driving tractors in the middle of Jerusalem that just started to attack cars on the road. But obviously, we're seeing an escalation in it, of these kinds of attacks now.
Jordana, thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us. We appreciate it. Stay safe. And we'll listen listen for your reports. Jordana Miller from ABC News. In Jerusalem, at the site of the crash that took place this morning, a truck plowing into a group of soldiers in Jerusalem. Four people killed at this point, 13 injured. All of those who are dead in their 20s, in their 20s. Three of the four were female soldiers. The fourth person killed was a young man. Just more senseless violence going on in the world. It doesn't make one damn bit of sense.